Hey, good morning, my friends. Happy St. Patrick's Day. March 17th, going on here. 9 above right now and cloudy. Once a month, I have the pleasure of talking with our good friends over at the Leach Home. I normally talk with Cassie, but Desiree to talk with me this morning. Desiree, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good to have you here. And you are the activities director out at the Leach Home, correct?
I am.
Okay. So how long have you been doing that?
Almost 6 years.
6 years. Okay. And you love your work?
I absolutely love my work.
All right. How did you come about wanting to do this, or what brought you to this?
I did childcare for 16 years because I wanted to be home with my son.
Sure.
And then I always said when he graduated, I was going to do something else, but I had no clue what. And then this ad came in the paper for the activity director, and all I did was change younger people or older people. I love it.
Oh, man. So an opportunity just kind of fell in your lap then, right?
It just happened, yeah.
And by the way, I got a sidebar here. I got to compliment you on your shirt. She's festooned in bright green, Kelly Green, with Lucky across it. I love that. So tell me some of the things, just kind of thumbnail it, because I'm sure, you know, every day you're doing a whole slew of activities. What are some of the things that you do?
I think our favorite is when we involve the staff. We have our normal bingo, exercise, all the basics, but sometimes we get the staff involved. I think our favorite one is when we line up two rows of residents and we put shower caps on them with shaving cream, and then they throw cheese balls at each other to make them stick. Those are our favorites.
Where did you come up with that idea? I love it.
I can't even remember.
Really?
But we do a lot of just spur of the moment, grab somebody and have some fun.
That's too funny, and it sounds like it would be a lot of fun. Cassie mentioned something to me, and maybe you can help me out on the bingo thing. Why does that run hot and cold? Some people love it. Some residents love it. And then others, it's like, nah, not for me. I wouldn't even touch that.
Right? I have not figured that out, but I do know the majority love it and take it very, very serious.
Right.
You know, there's no talking. There's no, you know, don't even cough. It's very serious stuff.
Right. And so primarily, do all of the residents take part in this?
I would say maybe three quarters of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many are we talking, like, ballpark?
So we have 38 residents, and I would say 24 show up.
All right.
So on a regular, we play three times a week. So
fantastic. That was going to be my next question. Is this every day, three times a week? Is this a Monday, Wednesday, Friday kind of thing?
Tuesdays and Thursdays, we try. Sometimes schedules get changed around for afternoon. And then on Friday morning, we play one where we play for prizes.
Okay.
Tuesdays and Thursdays are for what we call funny money. And we have a little bingo store. They can go shopping. So that's probably why they really love it, because we have candy and chips in the little store. You
know? This sounds like a very creative process, and it sounds like a lot of fun. Now it's time to put you on the spot. What's your favorite activity out of all of them?
Okay, I would say live music. We have live music once a week.
Okay.
I like the oldie songs. I'm probably the only staff member that does.
Yeah.
But I love that music.
Well, I'm right there with you.
Yes.
All right. Are you a dancer, too? I mean, do you get up and move around to this?
I used to be a little bit.
Okay.
But not anymore. Not so much.
Residents liking that, too, I would imagine?
Yes. Almost all of them will come to music. Yeah.
Fantastic. Let's talk about an upcoming event. You're going to be, you said, painting with broccoli. Now, I've seen this done before, and some of the stuff is beautiful. Tell us about this.
We have not tried it. It could be hit or miss, but I saw it on Facebook, I think it was, where you just take a bunch of broccoli and you dip it in the paint and then you make flower. No, those are treats. You make like cherry blossom treats. But then we also have the pop bottles with the little bubbles on the bottom, and then those will be flowers. So.
Okay.
And we'll actually be doing that while you are there.
Yes, we're going to get to that in a second. So with all of these activities, where does all of this come from? Because I'm blown away at the things you come up with. Where do you get this information?
Well, you know, I think part of it is I belong to other activity groups, but I think the big thing about it is not so much where it comes from or what you're doing, it's how you present it. I feel that if you can incorporate humor, and you could have the most boring activity, But if you can make them smile or laugh, they're going to come back and they're going to enjoy it. And it's how they feel when they leave.
Right.
So I think, and that can apply to anything.
Do you see that a lot where they start in one kind of mood and by the time they're done, they feel 100% better?
Yes.
Yeah. And exactly. then you know my job's definitely worth doing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about this little event. Cassie and I talked about this. We've been talking about it since like last year, like last August or September, trying to line this up. And it's actually going to happen here in April. It's coming up. I've paint landscapes. One of the things, one of the areas that I like to, but I've never done it in front of people. And I've learned so much just over the course of the past, I don't know, 2 years, that I'm going to come out to the Leach home and I'm actually be there with your residents while they're painting. I'm going to be painting.
Yes.
And we'll just see how much I can get done in an hour. Right.
They will just love having you there.
Right.
They will be, company's coming.
Does that happen a lot? Do you have a lot of guests in?
Not paint. We did have one. And that was quite a while ago, but you'll be the big superstar.
Oh, man, I don't know about that. You know,
yeah.
I always say I just move my hand by the grace of God, and I do mean that. I don't know what I'm doing. Just move my hand around, hope it all turns out. Looking forward to that. Thank you so much for coming on, being on the show here this morning. I appreciate it. This is your first time in.
It is.
All right. Well, you've always got an open door. You know that. So does Cassie, and anything Leach Home related. Just stop in and talk to us.
We will. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure meeting you, Desiree.
You too.
Look forward to showing up in April. We're going to have a whole lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
It's 9:46 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.